Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Upanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bhajanane, Nira Vishesha Sunyavadi Paschachate. Hare Krishna. We sing this Jai Radha Madhava before speaking, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. Now, Jai Radha Madhava, the words indicate two of the three things which are still remaining in Vrindavan today from the time of Lord Krishna's pastimes 5,000 years ago. So who knows the two things that are mentioned in these words of Jai Radha Madhava that are still present? Yes, Govardhan Hill and the River Jamuna, I mentioned. Now, one of the three is not mentioned. So what's the third one that's not mentioned in this bhajan? Who's it? Yes, dust of Vrindavan. Actually, when we go to Vrindavan, we're advised to throw away our materialistic conceptions and roll in the dust of Vrindavan, cover our bodies with the dust of Vrindavan. I was just hearing a description of Vrindavan this morning by His Holiness Satchinandan Swami. He was describing how the sweepers in Vrindavan, now obviously sweeper is not a very glorious social position to occupy, but the sweepers in Vrindavan, what are they doing all day? They're covering themselves with the dust of Vrindavan. So I think it just reminds us how when we think of Vrindavan and we think of Govardhan, we think of the river Jamuna, that we can't think in materialistic ways. We have to somehow or another put on some transcendental goggles so that we can approach the holy dham in the proper state of mind. Thank you. So this morning we're going to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 21. The chapter is entitled The Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute, and it's text number 18. So the word meanings, Hanta, O, Ayam, this, Adri, Hill, Avala, O friends, Haridasa Varya, the best among the servants of the Lord, Yat, because, Ramakrishna Charana, of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balaram, Sparasha, by the touch, Pramoda, jubilant, Manam, respect, Panoti, offers Saha, with Go Ganayo, the cows, calves, and cowherd boys, Tayo, to them, Sri Krishna and Balaram, yet because Paniya, with drinking water, Suyasasa, very soft grass, Kandara caves, Kandamulai, and edible roots. Antayam Adri Avala Haridasa Varayo. Yad Rama Krishna Charanas Parasa Pramoda. Manam tanoti sahago ganayo stayo ya. Maniya suya vasa kandara kandamula. Please chant. Amen. Ladies. Translation and purport. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cow friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 1834. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Suyavasa indicates Durvagras, used to make the religious offering of Argya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased milk production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram, and their friends play, sit, and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Om Agyana Timuranda Shaganandjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nivitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Govardhan indeed sounds like a wonderful place to be, to live, to exist. Actually, there are many prayers glorifying Giri Govardhan. I think that Raghunath Das Goswami's 10 verses are probably the most famous, where he prays for residence at Govardhan. I looked at those and thought about discussing them here in class today, but decided to leave it to you to experience those prayers. If you really want to experience them in a very nice way, I suggest that you go to Havi Prabhu's latest CD. He sings these prayers so sweetly, with peacocks cooing in the background. It's a transcendental experience, you know, to listen to it, what Javi's done there. Actually, I just saw him in Vrindavan. His son was also there. But I suggest you listen to those prayers today. Nice meditation on Raghunath Das Goswami's words about living at getting a residence at Govardhan. If you do Govardhan Parikrama, you'll see at various places that the pilgrims, they build homes out of the stones on the side of the hill. Have you seen? How many people here have actually been to Govardhan or circumambulated Govardhan? Yeah, most everyone. Yeah, you see these, you build a home there, and people in that way, they're praying in the same way that Raghunath Das Goswami is praying, but somehow or another to get residence at Govardhan. So why is it so important to the devotees of the Lord to gain residence at Govardhan? Well, that's what we're going to discuss today, but it just strikes my mind when I think about Vrindavan, since I just returned from there. One reason to get a residence there now is because in the future you might not be able to get one, or you might not be so transcendentally attracted to it because it's developing in ways in which aren't always the most conducive to your spiritual, to a peaceful atmosphere, such as Javi creates when he sings that bhajan, those 10 prayers. Vrindavan, the whole Brajavumi Dham has changed so much just in the years since Srila Prabhupada brought us to Vrindavan. The Vrindavan Parikrama path, there used to be a whole, I recall the first time I visited Vrindavan was 1976, and we went on Parikrama circumambulating Vrindavan town, and there was a whole back section which was forests, essentially. Now, you can't even find, you know, I remember there was a tree here, I remember there was a temple here. It's obscured by the construction that's going on there. Govardhan is not like that yet, but it's going that direction. So that might be one reason why you want to get a home residence out there now, so you can experience more of the natural Vrindavan atmosphere in some portions. Because unfortunately, it's disappearing quickly. Of course, the Holy Dham is transcendental to what we may see externally, and we also have to remember that. Again, let's give up our material conceptions if we're to truly understand Govardhan and the Holy Dham. We're going to talk about a few reasons why it's important to, it's important and necessary for our spiritual lives to understand that Giriraj is Haridasa Varya, the best of the devotees. So this verse we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by the gopis in praise of Giri Govardhan, and they focus on Haridasa Varya. Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, as the best of the devotees. Actually, this verse is rather famous, and it's referred to in various places. One place is that in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at Jagannath Puri. You'll recall when Lord Chaitanya was there, in his ecstasy, everything would appear to be Vrindavan to him. There's some gardens there, Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and when he saw them, he would think of Vrindavan and go into ecstasy. Similarly, there's a place called Chataka Parvat, which is a sand dune. It must be a rather high sand dune there on the beach at Puri. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this Chataka Parvat, he immediately thought of Giri Govardhan. And he chanted this verse at that time, the same verse that we just recited. He chanted that verse as he ran towards the hill, and before he fainted in ecstasy and exhibited various sattvika bhavas or transformations of his body there. So this verse was chanted there. So it's famous for that. It's also famous as part of the Sri Bhakti Rasayana. Apparently at the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, at the very end, after describing how Gopakumar goes back to Godhead, Sanatana Goswami gives a list of verses. There are quite a number of them, I think maybe up to 60 of them or something, that are called the Sri Bhakti Rasayana. And Rasayana, this term Rasayana is from Ayurveda. Does anybody know what it means, Rasayana? Huh? Chemical, yeah? Medicinal herbs, yeah. Like a tonic. It's like a tonic, right? That's a word we have in English for a tonic. And a tonic is something that revives one from an illness. And so Sri Bhakti Rasayana is compiled by Sri Sanatana Goswami as a tonic, a spiritual tonic for us. To revitalize our spiritual lives. It's interesting. Srila Prabhupada also used the same concept of revitalization or re-energize or recharging your batteries when he told us that that was the purpose of our visiting the Holy Dham. He said, you visit the Holy Dham to recharge your batteries so that you can go back refreshed with new strength and enthusiasm to preach in the West. So just as if we had taken a spiritual tonic to revitalize ourselves. And so in that Sri Bhakti Rasayana, this verse is also included, the one we read from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's also included in among the verses there. So meditating on and speaking the glories of Giri Govardhan are meant to help us revitalize our spiritual lives. I might also add here, speaking about Rasayana as a medicinal process, that our thoughts and prayers still are with Mother Nanda as she goes through the injury she sustained in her hand. We hope that Sri Bhakti Rasayana will help assuage her wound and that she may continue her service, especially since her first concern was how am I going to do my puja when the accident happened to her. She was immediately thinking of serving Krishna. That's Rasayana for us. I don't know how, I certainly couldn't have thought like that immediately. But our prayers are with her on this Govardhan Puja day. So, how is it that Govardhan is Haridasa Varya? Well, there are a couple of ways, and they're described in the verse here today. Yesterday in class, Janmasthami, you remind me, you spoke of a concept of translating verses, two different ways verses are translated. Janmasthami stepped out. You know, Madan Mon. Sarvabhauma didn't ask Prabhupada, but what are the two ways?
Literal and bhava artha.
Bhava artha, yeah. The feeling or the emotion, the spiritual ecstasy behind the words of the verse. And so I refer to that because our god brother Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he gives bhava artha translation of this same verse that I want to read because it includes something to help us get the clue to Giri Govardhan's position as Haridasa Varya. He says, oh, my dear girl companions, this Giriraj, Giri Govardhan, has become purified by getting the touch of the lotus feet of both Ram and Krishna. He looks so joyful and blissful. He supplies us clear running water, a fountain of water, nice grass, roots and fruits for our cows, calves, and the cowherd men, boys and women. Thereby, Giri Govardhan is offering worship, puja, to Rama and Krishna. Therefore, this mountain, Giriraj Govardhan, is one of the chief devotees of Lord Hari, Haridasa Varya. Narada, Yudhisthira, and Uddhava are known as Haridasa, devotees of Lord Hari. Giri Govardhan is one of the chief devotees of Lord Hari. So the interesting point here is that there's mention of other devotees who are also called Haridasa Varya. So how is it that Giri Govardhan is the best devotees when there are other Haridasa Varyas? Well, Yudhisthira is mentioned, and the Acharyas have commented that Yudhisthira serves Yudhisthira serves Krishna in three different ways, in Vatsalya Bhava, Sakya Bhava, and Dasya Bhava. So he serves in those three different types of relationships with the Lord. And Uddhava, who's mentioned, he also serves the Lord in various ways. He's even more dear because he was chosen by Krishna to deliver his message to the gopis. So Yudhisthira could be considered Purna or complete. Uddhava is Purnatama, most complete. But Giri Govardhan, the thing we should understand and appreciate about Giri Govardhan is that he serves Krishna in all five of the different rasas, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. He serves the Lord in all these, and therefore he's considered to be the best of all the Haridasas, Haridasa Varya, because of the wonderful service he renders in various ways to Krishna. So, Haridasa Varya, Govardhan, is a devotee of the Lord. It was very nicely illustrated in the play that was done by our young people on, what was that, Sunday? Sunday. There was one scene where the description that we find in the Krishna book about Krishna assuming a gigantic form just to prove he was non-different from Govardhan Hill. Does anybody remember that scene? It was very nicely done, I thought. It visually captured it. There was the hill. I think the hill was here a little earlier. No, she's still here or not. But then there was Trivikram's younger son. He stood in front of the hill. He stood up like that, and the hill was behind him. He could see both. He could visually see. And it was a good visualization of this idea that is described by Srila Prabhupada. I think it's here. Let me see if I can read it to you. When everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhan Hill in order to convince the devotees that Govardhan Hill and Krishna himself are identical. And so, again, it was a very nicely done visual, how the, and so I have to congratulate the director of that play. So, Haridasa, he's a person. Now, we shouldn't, as I said, let's leave our material conceptions at the door and try to understand Giri Govardhan. He's a person, first of all, and he's making personal arrangements for serving Krishna. It's not that Giri Govardhan, we should think of him as a geological formation that's located in a particular longitude and latitude on the subcontinent of India. That's a materialistic conception of Govardhan Hill that can be located by Google Earth or whatever. But no, Govardhan is a person and is making personal arrangements for serving Krishna. And so those personal arrangements are described in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, in this book by Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, Govardhan, the hill that fulfills all desires. He writes about this verse. Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu writes about the verse as follows. Govardhan serves the Lord in many ways. when Krishna and Balaram walk on Govardhan, he would melt in ecstatic love, and his stones would become soft like butter, giving pleasure to the feet of the Lord. Govardhan would sometimes create natural thrones where Krishna would sit and enjoy pastimes. How did Govardhan show his joy? His tall grasses were his bodily hairs standing up in ecstasy. His moisture was his blissful perspiration. And a trickling of drops of water through the stones were his tears of love. Everything in Govardhan is eternal, full of knowledge and full of great happiness. So all these personal arrangements were made for Krishna's enjoyment with the cowherd boys and with the gopis. And this is what Krishna likes. This is what he wants. I mean, this is what Krishna... if you had the opportunity to please Krishna, do something to please Krishna, you probably want to do what Krishna wants. So Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, is showing us by how he serves Krishna what Krishna likes and enjoys. He enjoys the secluded caves, which are cooling in the summer and warm in the winter. He likes flowering plants, pastoral scenes. This is what Krishna likes. This is what Krishna wants. This is what pleases him most. Indeed, there's much that's been written and said about the origin of Govardhan Hill, but there's one interesting little pastime that sort of sums up why this pastoral, country, rural scene that's an area of enjoyment is so pleasing to Krishna. Once after the rasa dance, Sri Radhika asked Krishna to fulfill one of her desires. "Ask me for anything," said Krishna. Very shyly, Radharani said, "I wish that you manifest the supreme place for our pastimes, both secluded and suitable for all services to you." So who can say what that place that Krishna created on Radharani's desire was? Generally, Radhakund is part of it. Govardhan Hill was manifest by Radharani's desire for the best place, the supreme place for the pastimes of the Lord. Now, of course, Govardhan Hill includes many parts, and Gang Narayan Prabhu mentions Radhakund. Radhakund is also part of Govardhan Hill. Taking you back again to the first time that I visited Govardhan, it was part of the, so I guess it's infamous situation, although I blame our German godbrothers, not the Americans, when we went to take bath in Radhakund, and people started swimming like it was an Olympic swimming pool, dashing across the waters, and as I recall, it was the German godbrothers who were doing that. But Prabhupada chastised us, you know, that we wouldn't have the right attitude about bathing in Radhakund. It wasn't just like a swim hole, but it was a sacred place, and you took your bath with that mood. But yes, that's on Govardhan Hill, and one of the first times that that I was out there. Other places that people sort of spontaneously remember that are on Govardhan Hill. Anybody else have any favorite places in Govardhan? Huh? Manasarovara, yes. The lake right in the middle of Govardhan town. That's a nice place. Actually, most parikramas of the Govardhan start there. Start at Manasi Ganga there. And there's a whole history how Manasi Ganga came there. But it's a very nice place to go. And when I think of Manasi Ganga, I think of lamps, just like we have these lamps now. I think of lamps floating in the water. Another time when I did parikrama there with our god brother Bhima Prabhu and his wife and Vishnu Gada Prabhu, we all went around together. And we started there, and I remember his wife, I can remember her to this day, pulling out her little leap and offering it to Manasi Ganga before we started. So Manasi Ganga, other places, Govardhan. Huh? Mukaravinda, which is? The place where Krishna ate prasad. Krishna probably ate prasad in a lot of places. Won't go around here. Who's that? Govindakun, yes. That's where Madhavendra Puri was approached by Krishna and given prasad. He was there by himself, sitting, and Krishna actually came and approached him. He didn't recognize him at first. But then later he thought, oh, that was Krishna. He realized Krishna had come to him and brought him. Govindakund is a very nice place. You get a good close-up view of the hill from there. Because, of course, as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we don't go on the hill. But there at Govindakund, you can get real close to the hill and see it very, very nicely. Take darshan. Other places, yes. Kusum Sarovara, yeah, that's a favorite swimming place for the devotees. It's actually, it sort of gets overlooked, Kusum Sarovara, as a place where you go and take bath, but there are some very intimate pastimes. I don't know them, but there are some intimate pastimes that take place there at Kusum Sarovara. Actually, my Giriraj that I worship and is on the altar today is from that Kusum Sarovara area of Govardhan. Yes. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, there are many places on Govardhan Hill where Krishna had pastimes with the gopis, where they're fighting and arguing, you know, like the Don Kaley pastimes, you know, some rivalry going on between the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. Blissful pastimes. When you do Govardhan Parikrama, when you go around to the back side, there's a long stretch that's not many trees on that stretch. But it's going from Govardhan town up to Udavakund. Udavakund is also a very nice place there. And there's one devotee there, Giriraj Baba, who is a very good friend of the devotees. And he also worshipped the Govardhan Shila that's next to Giriraj up here, Girirani. You take a close look, there are two Shilas, Giriraj and Girirani. Girirani comes from that Udavakund temple there, given by Giriraj Baba himself. So, many wonderful places on Govardhan Hill, and again, I advise you to take advantage. I just want to conclude by a couple of other things about why Giri Govardhan is considered Haridasa Varya, the best of the devotees. One is that it's described in the Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami about how Govardhan does puja for Krishna. And we all think, oh, I have a Govardhan Chula, I'm a pujari, I do my puja of Giriraj. But I think that we have something to learn and be inspired by how Govardhan offers arti to to Krishna. So Gopal Champu reads as follows. With many charming jewel boulders, the mountain named Govardhan offers a sitting place for Lord Krishna. With the cooing of many birds, Govardhan offers Lord Krishna a heartfelt welcome. With its swiftly flowing streams filled with lotus flowers, durva grass, and shamatak seeds, Govardhan offers padya. With limitless new shoots of durva grass growing in deer hoof print puddles, Govardhan offers argya. With ponds where jati, lavanga, and kokola grow on the shores, Govardhan offers achmaniya. With fresh yogurt, ghee, and honey, Govardhan offers madhupark. With water from clear springs at its summit, Govardhan offers bathing water. With golden tree bark, fine like silk, Govardhan offers garments. With fragrant powders, sandal paste, and red and white minerals, Govardhan offers fragrant ointments. With blooms of malati and other vines, Govardhan offers pleasing flowers. With the dust raised by the Sarabi cow's hooves, Govardhan offers incense. With the glistening of its many jewels, Govardhan offers a glittering lamp, even in the daytime. With charming gunja, peacock feathers, clusters of flowers, and many other pleasing objects, Govardhan offers ornaments. With pleasing fruits and roots, Govardhan offers delicious meals. With cool, flower-scented water mixed with fragrant and pure tulsi leaves, Govardhan offers water to rinse the mouth. With champak flowers and other glorious blooming flowers moving in a gentle breeze, Govardhan offers arti. Isn't that a wonderful description of puja as we know it, with all the different elements done? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also describes Govardhan and how Govardhan makes arrangements for Krishna's service. And since Mother Mukya this morning mentioned snakes, I'll read this little part about snakes in Govardhan also. Because it's interesting how Govardhan makes these arrangements. There is a pleasant grove of sandalwood trees on Govardhan Hill. Although snakes generally flock to sandalwood trees, no snakes ever come here. Or if sometimes a snake may come, it is not poisonous. Or if sometimes a poisonous snake may come, its poison is automatically counteracted, and it can do no harm. As the best of the servants of Lord Hari, Govardhan Hill has made these wonderful arrangements for the Lord's pleasure. One time, a contrary, fawn-eyed gopi left Sri Krishna. A short time afterwards, she saw a snake on the road. Frightened, she took shelter of Krishna, embracing him and begging for protection. As Lord Hari's best servant, Govardhan Hill made all these nectarian arrangements for his pastimes. So even if you see a snake on Govardhan Hill, Govardhan's making an arrangement for you to take shelter of Krishna. So Govardhan is Haridasa Varya in these various ways, as we try to explain here. Also, he serves not only Krishna but his devotees, and this is another thing that makes him Haridasa Varya, that he serves Krishna's devotees. All these things we read in this verse today, Govardhan offers to Krishna and his devotees. So there's a short little prayer that I'd like all of us to repeat together and pray to Giriraj in this way, so that we may be able to render service to him, and by serving him get darshan of Sri Krishna. I think you can follow it, so it's not going to be up there. And thanks for the wonderful pictures up there during the class. I see everyone looking up there. But please repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Asesha Aklesha Nishaya. Paramananda Dayine. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Asesha Aklesha Nishaya. Paramananda Dayine. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Paramananda Dayine. Giri Govardhana Ki. So are there any additions? Yes. You know, the latest CD he has, what's the name of it? The one that, Symphony of the Soul, yes. That on that CD, there's a track that he sings these prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami. Very beautiful. Please listen to it. Any other comments or questions? Anyone? Yes, Prangavan Guru. Yeah, on Govardhan Hill, it's described here, let's see. Where is it here? If on Govardhan Hill, which is the best of Lord Hari's servants, Sri Krishna sees a golden stone, he takes it to be his beloved. In the same way, when Radha sees a sapphire, she assumes it is her lover. So this is a gold, the Giriyani is a golden colored stone that's there. That is, according to this description.
It appears like a female form of Giriraj or something. Or his wife or?
Radharani.
So Giriraj in a golden form is Radharani?
No. Girirani is this form that we see on the altar there, following this description that when Krishna sees a golden stone on Govardhan Hill, he takes it to be his beloved.
Thank you.
Yes. No, I'm not sure. Oh, either one.
So we understand that Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. It's also Krishna. So I'm wondering if you can explain that tattva. Sorry to ask a tough question.
Well, let's talk.
You were male and female form of Govardhan Shiva, like that. I know Bhadra, I remember when I went over Bhadra's house, Bhadra has two Govardhans, and one is dressed in a male form, and the other is a female form, dressed female. You would have to ask him about, how he did that and what instructions he got to dress them in that way. But I noticed that. So he has a male and female Govardhan. The other thing I wanted to say was that when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, this was also the first opportunity of having close association with the gopis. That gave him an opportunity to have some close proximity with the gopis. And another thing is that Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur said that you may ask the question, since there were millions and millions of cows, how did everyone fit under Govardhan Hill? And he explained that the hill expanded itself to the full size of Vrindavan, 32 crosses, at that time to accommodate all the inhabitants and the cows and all other animals under the hill. And there were beautiful, all kinds of different accommodations for the devotees automatically under there that were created. I don't know how they were created, but when Krishna lifted the hill, there were like parks, you know, places to get water, different facilities, so that they would not feel any discomfort. So that was an offering by Govardhan for the comfort of the devotees. Also, Govardhan did not feel any, when Indra was throwing down the thunderbolts, Govardhan felt the thunderbolts to be like flowers hitting his body, because he was in so much ecstasy of serving Krishna and the devotees and being touched by Krishna, being by the pinky of his left hand.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
All right, Brian. Hi, Brian.
I thought I would respond to Janmashmi Prabhu's question. I just came across this, I think, in one of the sandarbhas, maybe the Bhakti sandarbha, I can't remember, that Jiva Goswami compares Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan, to Advaitacharya. So Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu, and then, of course, Lord Shiva combined into one. So he is Krishna, but he is in the mood of service. So Advaita Acharya serves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the same way, Giri Govardhan is four-handed Vishnu, and he serves Krishna. So while he is Krishna, he is in the mood of Dasya, just like Advaita Acharya.
Thank you very much. Yes, Mr. Speaker. She's bringing the mic.
There's a simple explanation for that discussion of Krishna being simultaneously Govardhan and the servant are Dasya. Is that come under the category of our Achinta Deva Deva Tattva?
I think that Hybrana Prabhu just basically gave a response that is a Chinta Beta Beta, that forehand in Orion serving Krishna, Swami Bhagavan Sri Krishna, which is different and non-different at the same time. Anybody else?
Yes, I don't know if everybody noticed, but someone called to my attention that Shyam Sundar up on the altar is a Govardhan is on his hand. Mm-hmm. Govardhan Srila is on his hand, on his right hand. Shyamapriya Jasper.
Thank you for pointing that out. Deities are so unlimited, you can't see everything when you look at the altar. So we're not going to go to Janmashtami. We're going to end the class here. Giri Govardhan Ki.